back to Bit by Bit, here for another coffee break. I'm Janet. This is Jess.
Hi.
And we're here today to talk about Nintendo and all of the kind of business choices they've been making lately and how we feel about those. So specifically, we're going to talk a lot about the new Nintendo 2DS XL, which just got announced. And then we'll talk a little bit about the discontinuation of the NES Classic Edition, aka the Mini NES, the rumor about the SNES Classic Edition that may or may not come out, that hasn't been confirmed yet. Maybe even a little bit about Virtual Console for the Switch, because that's, I think, relevant to this conversation. So cool. I'll start it off. So just to give some background before this, me and Jess just did some Googling on reminders of like what all this information is. So for those of you who are unfamiliar or need a refresher, the new Nintendo 2DS XL was announced. What it is it is a new version of the 2DS. So what the 2DS was is it plays all the 3DS games, but it like just looks different and doesn't have 3D.
It looks horrible.
Yeah, it looks awful. So it's like this big, we don't have one because it's ugly, but it's this big slab. It's like a big slab. So it'd be like, well, I have a 3DS for those of you guys who are watching on YouTube. It's like the 3DS, but if you popped it all the way back, so that, like, the screen is leaning back as far as possible.
And then you can't move it.
Yeah, and there's no hinge, though. So it's, like, a big slab. It's probably not as big as the 3DS XL. It's probably the size of, like, maybe a regular 3DS, maybe a little smaller. The big appeal of the 2DS was basically that it was way cheaper. So I think it was $89.99. And probably still is $89.99 until they, I don't know if they're going to pull it off the shelf after a while. Like how they did that with the original 3DS, so you don't see those anymore, right?
Right, right. They're
just like quietly, just like phased away.
It was nice.
We had other stuff to do for that, so it wasn't too bad. And that's what the 2DS was. And like, you know, back when I worked at a game store, I would just mention it as like, that's a cheap option. You know, you got a kid, they want a 3DS, but they just really want the games. You don't really care. They don't really care. You know, you get the 2DS. Even though I don't like how the 2DS looks, I liked it as an option because it's like an affordable gaming option.
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to have those, and actually, yeah. You just hardly ever see them. You don't see like an affordable option as opposed to the PS, you know, 4 or the Xbox One.
Yeah.
There's no like console that's like comparable.
Yeah.
And cost less.
I wish more people did that. Actually, I think it was a really nice move on Nintendo's part to do that, especially because a lot of people didn't care about. No one really cared about the 3D. So it was nice to give an option that was cheaper and took out the 3D.
And I think that's what they're trying to do now with the new Nintendo 2DS XL. They're trying to make it look a little prettier because everyone was like, hey, this is super ugly and gross and no one wants it. And then make it a little bit cheaper still and not have the 3D for the 3DS. Mm-hmm. I get that that's what they're trying to do because the new price point on the new Nintendo 2DS XL, God, I hate these names, is like 150. So it's between that, you know, like the 80, 90 and the, you know, the 200 over here.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of what their aim was, but like personally I feel like it's a little too late to be making that move. Like I feel like it's a little
weird.
It's
so late to make that move to me.
Yeah, it's like, and we already have the 3DS XL, we have this little Switch that lets us turn off the 3D, our DS looks great. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know,
yeah, like especially with the new Nintendo 3DS XL, which was the thing announced before this, you know, that came out I think 2 years ago at this point. It was sometime, we were trying to think because we were in college and we both.
It was 2 years ago.
Did we both get it at the same time? Or did you not get it?
You got it with Catherine. Right? I got it for Christmas the next year. I got it a whole year later than you.
Catherine's our friend and Jess's roommate who we've mentioned on the channel a couple times. But yeah, okay. So that wasn't that long ago. And yeah, it's just late to make the move, especially with the Switch out, which like I just don't. Okay, so as far as the look of the 2DS XL and like would I want this machine, personally, I wouldn't want it. I guess it's for, like you said, it's like for someone who still has not gotten a 3DS, that's it. Someone who still has not gotten a 3DS, which at this point I feel like everyone, like, who, like, it is trying to encapsulate, like, the whole market, I feel like, because now it's like, now you got the people that are, you know, really not looking to spend any money, but have these games, and now you have the people that, you know, will spend the money and get the XL, or the people that will spend the money and get the 3DS, and now you have the people that... I guess this is for someone who hasn't gotten any of these systems yet and really hates 3D.
Yeah, that's like, exactly. And I feel like pretty much the only people who are really going to buy this are going to be people, maybe they're aging up into the gaming community, right? Uh-huh. Maybe they're new, they're these little babies and they don't have anything yet, and like then they're getting the 3DS, so that's part of people who don't have it yet. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I feel like most people who care really strongly about handheld gaming will have it by now. I mean, maybe that's a little hypocritical because there's like some things that I don't have that I want to have, but I haven't mm-hmm. been able to get them yet. But, I mean, on the whole, it's not like...
It's been a really long time.
It's been a really long time. It's like, yeah, I want a PS4, but I also already have an Xbox. It's not like I'm like, yeah, I love video games, and I don't have a console. You know, right. So that would be kind of weird. So I feel like if anyone's really into handheld gaming already, they're already going to have a 3DS. And who's going to go backwards,
you know what,
when
though?
You already have one?
I think this could... I don't know how big this community is in the gaming community. I don't know if you've seen this before or heard of it before, but... There are some people that just really, really hate the fact that the 3DS has, like, that 3D feature, which I never understood because you can turn it off.
I never play with it on.
And, yeah, the only person I know that plays with it on is my brother. He'll play with it on the whole time. He said it doesn't give him a headache, doesn't hurt his eyes. I don't know. He's, that's like, the weird. Only person that I know that plays it all the time. I like to turn it on for some things.
I just turn on the look, and I'm like, that's cute.
Did you notice that Pokemon Sun and Moon didn't have
yes.
the 3D? Well, was, yeah, you guys thought we didn't notice, but we did.
Yeah, they're like, they never turned it on anyway. Well, I do at the beginning.
I do for the cutscenes, yeah. And I would like to... I want to see the Pokemon 3D, like the little that's animations of the battles.
Yeah, so...
But I think there are some people...
I'm okay with it not having 3D, though.
Yeah, there are some people in the gaming community, I feel like, that are really, like, snooty about it. That are like...
Oh, yeah. They're like the people who don't like Nooks... You know, what? Like people who want books to stay on the page versus...
No, it's not, to me it's not even that. I mean, maybe they have the snobbery of that.
That's what I mean, the snobbery is equivalent.
Maybe,
yeah.
But like, I haven't really experienced this firsthand a whole lot, but like I was listening to Game Blitz Show podcast, which mm-hmm. podcast me and Jess listen to. It's really good. It's has Kelsey and Cody on there, and they just talk games. They're from Seattle, and they, you know, it's just a game podcast. We can put it in the show notes. But like they work at a game store, and like... the guy Cody was talking about how some people will come in and say, like, do you have any 2DS games? And they mean, like, you know, because you can play 3DS games on the 2DS. But they, like, hate it so much that they're like, no, I don't acknowledge the 3DS. Like, I want 2DS games for my 2DS and 2D. You know, I think
no,
there
that's
are.
That's really dumb.
So is it for those? Is it for the haters?
I don't know. But not all you're doing is making your life worse, because there's a lot of really good games on 3DS that you do not have to play in 3D, and now you're just missing out.
Well, no, they have the 2DS.
Yeah, but
and they're like,
not all games that are made on that are 3DS games are also 2DS games. So you're just cutting yourself off from 3DS.
There are a few games that don't work on there.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, so but I think there are those people, so I guess it's for like those people as well. But yeah, it's really weird. It just feels really late. I think this should have been when should they have done this then?
They should have just not made the 2DS look ugly to begin with.
No, like, but they may look better. It would be more expensive, which it is. It's $150 instead of like $90.
I think they should have just, honestly.
Maybe it should have come out at the same time as the new 3DS XL. Like, you have two XL options, you know? Because then you have, like, or would that have...
No, I don't know. I just think you lost your chance. You don't come out with
but
it.
But when could they have come out with it?
They could have...
I don't think there was a good time.
But then just don't do it. Now it's dumb. Now there's already a better option. There's already a better option that most people already own.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to see what the sales look like on it.
I guess. But people buy stupid stuff all the time. I guess that's part of being, like, in a company. Now, I can look at something and say, logically, that's dumb. But the company can be like, yes, but they'll buy it.
Yes.
So,
that's a lot of Nintendo.
Yeah,
it's
actually.
Dumb, yes, but they'll buy it.
But they'll buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... So
Nintendo, I think Nintendo is the gaming company that makes me hate myself more than any other gaming company.
Well, I love it when new Nintendo stuff comes out, because sometimes you'll get really like, I don't know if you noticed about yourself, but sometimes you'll be like, nah, I'm not going to get that. Like, okay, classic example is the NES, mm-hmm. The mini NES. And at first you were like, this is stupid. And then you're like, I have to have it.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like that happens a lot with Nintendo stuff. And I think they understand that about their consumers.
Did I say it was... Okay, and I mean, I did. Did I say it was stupid, or did I say, like, I mean, who cares? I think I know I said it, like, I know it was dismissive, but I'm not sure if I said it was dumb.
Okay, you might not have said it was dumb, but you definitely were like,
there's no way in hell
I'm getting this.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever.
Why would I buy this, basically? One's gonna buy this, kind of thing.
I didn't say no one would buy it, but I was very disinterested, which Same thing happened with Zelda too. That was so fucking good. Okay, right.
Wait,
so,
did you think no one was gonna buy
it? No. I just didn't. I just wasn't interested. I mean, I knew I would buy it.
You weren't interested in Breath of the Wild before it came out at all?
No, I mean, I knew I would buy it. Like, I don't play Zelda games. We talked about this. Yeah, if you go back to our, like, what, let's just, like, put myself on, but if you go back to our E3 video, I'm, like, so done with Breath of the Wild. So done with Breath of the Wild during E3 last year. Don't you remember this?
Maybe I blocked it out because it's traumatizing?
Yeah, because, and I'm still upset about it a little bit, because I stand by to an extent. It was just, like, because, oh, Nintendo won E3 with their Breath of the Wild. Like, I was just, ugh. I hated it. I was so over it. I mean, I knew I'd buy the game, and I'm sure I would like it. I definitely didn't predict it would be, like, the greatest game of all time, which it probably is. And if it's not, it's in the... I think it will probably forever be in the conversation. I don't think anyone... maybe really intense fans could predict that, but, like, it's hard to...
I think everyone predicted that.
That it'd be, like, the greatest game of all time.
I think everyone predicted it was going to be amazing.
Well, do you remember that last year you said you're worried Breath of the Wild would be too open world? Oh, I can call you out too, Jess. Go back to watching.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you said, I'm worried it'll be too open world.
Well, what did I mean by that?
You said it would deviate too much from the formula.
Oh, I think that was a concern of mine, that it might not feel like Zelda.
Yeah.
That was all.
But that's
I don't mean, like, to open world in general.
Well,
I just thought it might get away from the tradition of the game.
That's just to say, it is funny looking back, though, on, like, concerns or feelings, and then being like, yeah, that wasn't anything. Or, which, the reason
but you just thought it wasn't going to be that good in general.
No, I didn't think it wasn't going to be good. I just didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I can think stuff's going to be good and just not care. Like, I'm sure Skyrim's good, but at this point, I don't care. Like,
see,
I want to play it.
That's another bad opinion of yours.
It's not an opinion, though. I just don't... you can't make me care about something. Like, I can't, like, make myself care or have an interest in something. Like, I mean, I think rugby's good, but I don't have an interest in it, necessarily. You know, there's, like... that wouldn't make any... You have to like everything or want everything that has merit?
Yeah.
Why? But then you'd want, like, everything all the time.
I do want everything all the time.
That sounds awful. Yeah, well, for me, it's like a... This is so getting off track, but it's like a focus thing on what I want to, like, you know, invest my time or money in. And there are, like, plenty of games that, like, I know are good that I've never touched. Like I still haven't gotten through the BioShock games. Like, I know there's some of this, you know, like, Last of Us. Still haven't played Last of Us.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't mean I don't appreciate or respect it. I just haven't... I mean, I can't talk to you about it or say that I love it because I have not engaged with this. So, and for Zelda, it was very much the same thing. Like, I know Zelda's a great franchise, but I mean, I still haven't beaten a game from Zelda. You know, like, I just right. It's not something that I interact with. The same way, you know, there are people that don't play Pokemon, and they're like, well, I just don't play it. So it's like, I mean, it doesn't mean you think it's bad. It's not something you interact with. So, yeah, those are my feelings on Breath of the Wild before I came out. Why did I bring this up? Right, so the point is, so I definitely own up to the fact that, like, some things are wrong or opinion shift. So for the, I guess moving into the thing we brought up, which is this little guy, the Nintendo Classic, right?
It's the Mini NES.
No, but its official name is Nintendo Classic Edition, which is the Mini NES.
Oh, okay. I never call it that.
Yeah, I find
NES
the name,
is so much
once again, the names are not very good.
Yeah, why is Nintendo so bad at names? Can we have a whole video on that at some point? Why, like, maybe like a workshop for Nintendo on good names?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of good names, I feel so bad for you guys having to listen to this old E3 Breath of the Wild. But check out content. Check out the old E3 playlist. It's a rough one.
We have some pretty bad video names in there, don't we?
No, we just have, I don't know. We just have a lot of feelings that didn't turn out to be true or didn't matter.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like that this year, though, too.
Yeah, I know, but that's why I think we should rewatch it and then have, like, a post-mortem on last year's E3.
Oh, yeah, we should do that pre-E3. Okay. Sorry, guys, we're brainstorming our channel here on the thing.
But
ideas come when they come.
Quick tangent on on the names, though. Because someone on Twitter, you know, obviously we both follow a lot of games people, someone mentioned that, I love how the new Nintendo 2DS XL looks, but can it have a different name? And Pierre Schneider, from the head of one of the co-founders or whatever of IGN, he's done NBC and stuff. He wrote Mini Switch Sandwich. That's great.
I'd buy it.
Yeah, Mini Switch.
If it was called Mini Switch Sandwich, I think I'd buy it.
It's
even
awesome.
Though I know that it's not any better.
And
than
then
I
no. And then I'm like, that's what that is. Yeah, it's great. So the Nintendo Classic Edition, aka the Mini NES, is what most people call it. Is, for lack of any other terms, it's an emulator, which means that it basically. In how would you define emulator? For me, I define it as a machine that plays games on it, and it's a machine that's not like the original machine intended to play said game.
Yeah, I think that's the most important point of the definition is that you can play a game on a system or some sort of, like, it allows you to play a game outside of its original sort of context, yes. I guess. So you can play a game even if you don't have
what it belongs to. And this is not to be confused with virtual consoles, which a virtual console just means that, like, on your system, so for instance, on your Xbox One, on your Switch, on your PS4, your 3DS, on all those machines, they have online stores that have, like, elements of they have a virtual console, meaning that, like, I can play, like, some of the NES or SNES games that have existed. I can play those on my 3DS. Like, I'm pretty sure you can buy Super Mario Bros. 3. Mm-hmm. Like, it's attainable via virtual console. So that's different than an emulator, just because an emulator, it's either built in or it just allows you to put in cartridges mostly just cartridges that, like, are not originally intended for that machine. So another example, like the Retron 5 is an emulator. I think counts as an emulator. You can put lots of different cartridges in it. I'm not sure if that one has a different name because it's not built in. But that's my understanding of it.
I just got my GameCube back from home when I visited for my birthday a couple weeks ago. And so I just reclaimed my GameCube and I noticed I had this little thing. I think it's an emulator. I think that's what it counts as. But I got it when I was a kid. I didn't really know what an emulator meant, right? And it's this little thing that goes on the bottom of my GameCube that I can put
a Game Boy game in. Oh, you have those? I love those. Yeah.
And then you put your Game Boy game on the screen. So I still have that, and that's pretty cool.
I would count that, I would just describe that as an add-on to
or
the console.
Maybe it's an adapter or something?
It has the functions of an adapter in the sense that it can, like, adapt something to it.
You're not supposed to play Game Boy games on a GameCube.
I would call that an add-on. Okay. Especially because it's, like, all in the family and all that. And there were a lot of different... And especially because the first party Nintendo, like, made add-on, there are other things that you can buy that are third party for, like, this is also kind of getting into retro tangents, but I know you can buy, like, because I don't think this is made from Nintendo, I think it's called the Super Game Boy, and you basically can put, it's like a little cart machine thing, you can put it into your SNES maybe, or NES, one of, like, the older Nintendo consoles, and then you can then, like, play, like, different, you can play Game Boy games, you can play different cartridges on it. I don't know, but there's, like, a lot of different things, and some of them are add-ons, some of them are usually an emulator is kind of its whole own thing. So when it's attached to a console, I would say it's probably like an add-on or something.
Okay.
Maybe we should do a thing on just, like, old retro jargon, because there's definitely a lot. So long-winded thing of, so that's what this is, an emulator. It has 30 Nintendo games built into it already, so that's basically it. And it's just this little box. If you're watching the video, it's super, super tiny.
It's adorable.
Yeah, it's so cute. And I really just bought this because it was cute. Like, I was really disinterested in it. And I did write an article, like, kind of calling out my own original disinterest and then seeing the value in it more for other people still than myself, because I am still not, like, that crazy, like, that interested in playing NES games. Like,
don't play it very often, do you?
No, I played it, like, I feel so guilty. I played it, like, for a couple days, and then I'm like...
Which is really funny because some people are dying to get this.
I know. I'm just a jerk. So.
Well, but that's the interesting thing, though, is that this is going to be discontinued, though, right?
Yeah.
Right. I think it's really strange because, I didn't follow this that much when it was coming out because I was also not interested in it. I'm still not really that interested in it because I never had an NES. I always had an SNES.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I'm like, well, this is nice. I can get the games. Cute.
So, like, for me, I'm more interested in the games I actually played when I was a kid. So the nostalgia is not there for me, and I think that's what it is for a lot of people. So I didn't follow it that much when it was coming out. But I did they just not make enough of these and they don't want to go back and make more or what?
Basically, short answer, yes. Long answer. I feel like Nintendo, and when this is half my opinion, half, like, what they've kind of expressed, I guess I'll try to clarify when it's one or the other. So what Nintendo basically has expressed, Reggie Fils-Aimé, head of Nintendo America, he does, you know, all the big PR stuff, marketing. I love Reggie. Love Reggie. He was talking about how, like, they never really expected it to do this well. Now, whether or not how true that is, from just thinking,
right,
you can decide on your own. But they didn't expect it to do this well. You know, really excited about the excitement people have expressed for our old Nintendo. You know, very PR, right? But basically, they didn't expect it to do this well, and they never really intended to mass produce it, mainly because, like, it was just supposed to be, like, a fun extra thing. It wasn't, like, a main thing they were doing. And the reason they came out with this was for their, was it 30th anniversary of the NES?
Something like that. I don't know how many years
it was. I want to say 30. 30 sounds right. 20 sounds too young. It can't be 20 because Kirby's 20th anniversary is now. So it's got to be, like, 30. And it was just like, hey, celebration of the NES, the mini NES. And that was it. So people went, you know, super crazy for it. Like, I tried getting one very ignorantly the day of because I was really late into deciding that I wanted it. But I still wasn't late enough to, like, make that mistake. So I should have just lined up outside my GameStop, though. My personal GameStop was sold out before the store opened. So... okay. Which can happen. You want to make sure you're going to stores that you think have, like, good inventory and also are too big to have people notice when a console that came out that day isn't available and it wasn't available for pre-order. And the pre-orders also was what really caused all the sales craziness because, and this is why people hate Nintendo and why I hate Nintendo, but it doesn't matter because I love Nintendo. Because so they I'm screwed.
Yeah.
But they could have easily. At least to, like, just get to a good amount of people that wanted it, they could have easily just did pre-orders for it. And then what could have happened was the people that are, like, you know, more intensely, actively immersed in the gaming community, because I don't like saying hardcore gamer because I think that's stupid. People that are, you know, really active in the community, they buy all the latest stuff, they check the news, like, those type of people, they would have definitely pre-ordered it, guaranteed. So I would have pre-ordered it, you know, just pre-order it, and then you're done. And then they could have just had ones that are also there for people who didn't pre-order it, and then maybe put out a couple more batches and then be done. Because then the reason that it was all crazy, like, stuff's always crazy when, like, you can't pre-order it. Because then it's like, oh, well, what do I have to do? I have to go stand in line with, like, all the, you know. And then after that, and then people buy them, resell them. It just got crazy. Like, this thing is, I think it's sticker price $60, right? $60?
I thought it was $50. Maybe it was even lower.
No, I think it was lower. I think $50 maybe. I guess I can do a quick Google of what that original price was. But it's really, really cheap. Especially for what it is, all the games you get, and, you know, it's compact, it's cute, a lot of people liked it. It has, the big thing, too, is it has HDMI out, which is a big deal, because with the old systems, you have to use, you know, like, the colored cords, like, red, yellow, and white ones. So, I mean, obviously, they wouldn't remake this and make it with that, that would just be stupid, but it's still nice, so that's, like, other things that are nice about it. And those are nice things about, like, updating your, getting retro stuff that's more modern, because then you can just do HDMI, like, the little cords, the are they RGB cords? Like, I don't know what the name of
those
cords
are. Yeah, I call them RGB cords. Yeah. I don't know if
they're,
that's right.
They're awful. I hate them. I really, really, really hate them. I can never see.
They're like
see.
AV cables. That's what they are, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. We should have looked this up before. But anyway, yeah, so that's the, I don't know if I succeed in explaining what this was and why it is discontinued. And they're not making more because they don't really care about the, this is my opinion, they don't care about the money. I mean, it's not a lot of money. If this thing's only, let's
say
it's
$60. They're not making a huge profit on it, right?
If this is $60, I mean, let's say this costs zero to make, which we know that's not true. It costs at least something to make. Okay, you're getting $60 off that. It's a game. It's a video game. It's the price of a AAA video game.
It's probably not worth
the
time and the cost to market and produce.
It's not worth it. It's gonna, when you, and this is what confuses me, about the release of the 2DS XL and the rumor, which we don't know if this is true, there's a rumor that they're going to do this with the SNES.
Which I bet they will be doing.
I at this point, I think they will, because one, the rumor, I think it started from Eurogamer, and they've been pretty legit lately. But two, like, it doesn't make any sense to me, but nothing even makes any sense to me, so I'm going to say this is probably going to be true, because it doesn't make any sense. One of the reasons I felt like they pulled the NES Classic Edition, the mini NES, is because... I've been like, okay, well, it switches out. We know Virtual Console, which, once again, refresher Virtual Console means you can buy old games on the machine from the digital store. We know Virtual Console is going to come out for Switch soon. Well, it's probably going to happen around E3, I would assume.
Yeah.
So that'd be a nice little announcement they could throw in. And then I figured Nintendo wants it so that when you walk into a GameStop, a Target, or Walmart, and you ask for the Nintendo product, there is only one thing you could be in there for. And obviously, you can always buy a 3DS, but, you know, there's the Switch. Nintendo is a Switch. They don't want consumer confusion. They don't want, like, a parent coming in saying, well, I could get you this $60 thing. You know, I that makes sense.
Well, I'm sorry. Nintendo doesn't want consumer
confusion. No, that's what I'm... Go for it. Right?
The new Nintendo 3DS XL? Oh. The new Nintendo 2DS XL?
Not even confusing as heck. Not even with the names, which is also confusing. But, like...
I know.
Why would you...
They're just so irrational
if
sometimes.
You don't want any... I thought that, like, they wouldn't want anyone buying other products that aren't Switch. because it's like Switch season, Switch time. Robin, it's time for sports. Like, you know, it's time to Switch. That's it. I don't know how many of you will get that reference. But so they got rid of this. They got rid of, well, the 3DS is just older, so it's not relevant. But then they came out with a new part of the 3DS family. And then the rumors would come out with another, like, what do you do? I don't understand.
I don't know. I feel like the if they had the mini SNES, it'd be a little different because, like you said, not only is it, like, the cost of a game, it's also, like, you don't have to buy anything to go with it. You just buy it and go home with it.
It's not that it's not a good business, but, like, I don't, why did you?
I feel like that's less confusing than having a whole nother, like, little console. You see what I mean? It's not a new handheld. It's not a new whatever.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there are definitely different markets, and I don't know how many people would come in for a Switch and then decide they just want this instead. But, like, I mean, I can definitely see a parent doing that with their kid. Why am I going to buy? I'll just get you this. And the kid won't like it. I mean, if the kid's young enough and they're not, like, you know, I mean, I wasn't
see,
super...
I don't know. I wouldn't have let that fly with my parents. Even when I was a kid, I knew exactly what I wanted.
But also, like, they can just decide that they're... Well, then they're like, well, then just getting... Well, I don't know how mean your parents were, but I...
Well, my parents, we didn't go into game stores. They were like, what do you want for your birthday or Christmas? And we'd get one big thing for Christmas. So, like, a lot of times if we got a new console or new handheld, it was a year or two after it came out, and we would get that for that Christmas.
Mine's kind of the same thing.
We wouldn't go into the game store, and they'd be like, let's get this instead, because we would have been like, no, that's not the thing. And they'd be like, okay.
I think some parents would do that,
though. I think that's
weird. I think... Yeah. Well, do you think that, like, I don't know how much you've, like... Like, seen parents shop and stuff. No, just to, like, all the families out there. But, yeah, I feel like that could be a thing that ends up happening a little bit. I mean, even with, like, a quick personal story, even with, like, my brother wanted the SNES when it came out back when he was, like, younger. And that was going to be his first game console. And my parents were like, but, like, hold on. He won the N64. Sorry, he won the N64 when that came out. And my parents were like, this is going to be his first console. And they're like, do you even like game, bro? Like, is this even, this seems kind of expensive for something you just said you wanted to do at some point. I'm not sure how skeptical parents generally are with their kids with gaming. Because I guess, I definitely wouldn't want to drop $400 or $300 on this thing and not have my kid use it and have me not use it. Like, so I get it. They gave him the SNES Junior and said, if you play that for a year, we'll get you the N64.
Well, I get that when it's a brand new thing and gaming is still sort of a new type of thing, but that's not the era we live in anymore. And I mean, I guess partly, like, things were cool with my parents most of the time because my parents, they gamed before we gamed.
Yeah.
So, like, they had, like originally, I think the, like, our earlier consoles were our parents and they just gave them to us when they were done with them. So... I mean, I guess there was that level of it with my parents, but even at the same time, like, even when I was growing up, like, right now, even, my mom will come in, she'll be like, okay, so the little girls, they want the Xbox One, and this is before they had it, and she's like, so, should I be getting the one that has this many megabytes, or, like, has this, or, like, what games are good that come with it, which bundle should I get that? So she's, like, she's educated on it, and the fact of the matter is, also, kids these days, they know what they want, because a lot of them have smartphones, and they have internet. It's not like when we were growing up.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe, but I think, but at the end of the day, like, you still don't have any power. It's still, like, if we wanted the N64, which we did, like, you, I mean, whether or not we were born, like, when we were born, or if we're born now, I mean, you got the money for it, though? If you don't, I mean, you kind of have to do whatever your parents are
going
to
do.
Yeah,
but the parents, they don't even got to go into the store. They just got to look it up at internet, being like, I'm not paying for that.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't do that. It seems surprising because it makes more sense to just, like, it's like, why don't you just, like, be, like, in the, like, why, how are you not this modern yet? A lot of people aren't. Like, that's just kind of, it's also a little bit anecdotal. I've seen that kind of thing firsthand. And I could see, especially with a really young kid, if you're, especially because sometimes kids don't necessarily ask for stuff all the time either. So if you're just shopping for them and you're like, I want to start them off with something. I mean, it makes more sense to start them off with the cheaper thing. I mean, that's just like I'm not going to get like my 6 or 7 year old a Switch when I can get them like a mini. I mean, maybe I would because I already would have a Switch. But, you know, I understand the idea of like not wanting other products to tempt consumers away from the Switch, which is why I'm confused as to why there's a new 2DS and a rumored new emulator. And also, like, if you did this with this emulator, we just know, like, you can't be trusted with anything else. Like, you're not, it's gonna be the same thing over again. The same thing's gonna happen again.
You don't think they'll make more?
No.
Yeah,
no, probably right. I think they might make more than they made for the NES, the mini NES, but I don't think they'll meet the demand at all. And
yeah,
I don't think they'll try to. I don't think they care. I don't think they care about making the money off of it. I mean, they're a business.
Well, then why make it in the first place?
That's what I'm saying. If you don't, well, so see, for this, I get it. It was, like, kind of, a mistake in a sense. Like, they did it to be, like, part cutesy, of this, the know, celebration. Celebration.
But, like, don't go back and make the mistake again.
Yeah. So, I don't, like, I'm very interested to see if they end up, if this rumor ends up being true. Because, like, I just don't understand. I just don't get it. Yeah. So that's going on with Nintendo right now. We're still waiting on a virtual console for the Switch. My prediction is that they're going to announce that at E3. I don't know if you have any feelings on when they're going to do virtual console for Switch.
I mean, for me, I imagine it would be around E3, like you said, because it'd be a nice thing to announce coming out soon, that sort of thing. They tend to do that at E3, yeah. even with Xbox, when they were announcing the backwards compatibility after E3.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, oh, okay, and then they started doing it right away afterwards. So I think that's likely. I'm not really going to care about it because I still don't have my Switch. So I don't know yet. So, and as far as virtual console goes, I'm not sure what I'd really want to be playing on there anyway.
Yeah, I'm not a big virtual console person.
I prefer to just have the original console. Yeah. Which is the same thing even, I guess. So for me, the SNES Classic would be more interesting. So like the Super Nintendo Classic would be more interesting to me than that, because I never played that when I was a kid. I only played the Super Nintendo. And so like the Donkey Kong.
Okay, right. You never played the NES. You played the Super Nintendo. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I played the SNES. And so like Donkey Kong Country series and stuff like that was what I played a lot. And so for me, the SNES so would be a lot, you know, better. I also like have those games still. I mean, they're like maybe at my brother's house or maybe at my mom's house.
That's
I don't
so
know.
Cool.
But I have them, so I don't know that I want to buy the classic, you know, because yeah. I already own the games. Maybe it'd be easy. Maybe I would, because then I don't have to like dig it out of someone's garage.
It's pretty cheap too. I mean, $60, $60, $50.
Yeah, like, I guess it would have to feel the same though. And like, I feel like the controller would have to feel exactly the same.
I'm wondering because this controller, the mini NES one, it feels like really good to me. But I also have tiny hands. Like, I don't... Here, I'm just going to pass this along to you. I know if you're listening, you can't see
it. But is this the same size as the original controller?
No.
Because this one.
It's not the same size, I don't think, right? It's not the same size. I know. We sound very young, but I'm pretty sure it's not.
Well, because I would know exactly how the SNES controller feels.
Yeah.
And it would have to be the same controller. It would have to be the same controller. I feel like I'm going to mess up every jump.
I feel like it's not
going to
be
Kong
quite...
Country, you know?
I mean, it won't be quite the same in the sense that, like, even this one, I feel like it just...
It feels fine.
It feels good, but I don't think it feels the way
if you are used
original
to
one
it
would.
Feeling one way, it's not going to work if it feels a different way. That's all I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
imagine
maybe.
That. It's because it's... Imagine a GameCube controller not feeling like a GameCube controller. You
well,
see what I mean?
I think... But it's not... Well, I guess that holds, because if you're trying to make a new GameCube controller that feels slightly different than the old one, that's weird. But in general, like, I mean... You can play whatever game on whatever controller. But I get what you're saying, where if it's almost a GameCube controller, but it's not quite a GameCube controller. I would love a mini GameCube, because it'd just be a small cube. That'd
That's
be
so
cute. But the controller would be weird for that, so I don't know. So I guess quick... So then, yes or no, would you buy an SNES Classic?
It depends on the price. That's where I'm at.
What
if
price would
like
you buy it at?
60 or less, then yeah.
Okay.
Depending on the games that are included. If they don't have any of the games I want, then no. They need to have all the Donkey Kong games.
Okay.
That was like my main draw when I was a kid.
Just all the Donkey Kong games?
Yeah, I mean, I played other games on there. I had, like, Kirby, and we had some, like, tennis and some weird sports games, some Street Fighter stuff. Yeah, like, so, even though I didn't play those that much. So Donkey Kong was really where it was at, and as long as they have all three Donkey Kong Country games, I'd buy it, as long as it's 60 or less.
I love
as
how
long
we
as the
hate
controller's
all these
weird.
Things, and it's like, so you're gonna get it? It's like,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
probably. I'll see you in line. God, I hate myself.
Are you
For
gonna
me,
get it?
Yeah, 100%. There's no doubt in my mind I'll get it. If anything, I will get it just to sell it, because this is worth like $300, and I paid $60 for it. The only reason I'm not selling it is because I want it, which I also hate about
myself.
Maybe
I'll buy a couple. Maybe I'll...
But you can't buy more than one, and you got to go with Catherine or something, and then both of you, one can buy one. Yeah.
We share
can buy
all
one,
our consoles.
And then you share one, and then... See, that's what I wanted to do with my brother. I'm like, we'll both go. I'll buy it, and then you buy it, and then we'll flip one of them. And he said no, because he wants... is
right,
and I want mine because it's cute, and then I can finally start this collection of cute tiny consoles. It's so small, it's so tiny. It's like, I love this thing. It's so freaking light, and it's just amazing to me that all these games are on here. I would buy it, especially because the SNES was my first console that
I
had in my
Sega
room.
Was my first console.
Yeah, how that's very alt of you. Sega as your first console?
I didn't know it was alt when I was a kid. I didn't even know what it was until I got it. I was like, hey, this is great.
Right? Yeah, mine was a hand-me-down console, because my brother got the N64, and he's even keep the... I mean, I still played the N64 when he had it. Like, he wasn't, like, a jerk about it, but he's like, well, now you can keep... Well, we just move the SNES we had the SNES Junior, which is the one I want to buy back, and that's actually really expensive and hard to buy back.
Yeah,
which I is real. And that's the only one I want. That's,
it's so funny.
Yeah, because that's the one I had when I was a kid. I barely even know what, like, I mean, I know what the SNES looks like because I'm, hello, like, I'm in the community, but when I think of the SNES, I think of the Junior, so it's, like, really, like, honestly, the regular SNES was kind of ugly to me, but I'll take it as a mini. But yeah, I like how the Junior looks so much more. Have you seen the Junior?
No.
It's perfect. It's great. I love it.
No.
So maybe I'm the problem with Nintendo, because I'm the person buying the Junior, I'm the person buying the new Nintendo 3DS XL.
No, I mean, it's like a quick little Christmas anecdote when you're looking that up. As far as the Sega's concerned, I got the Sega Genesis. When I was growing up, my mom used to call, like, our big Christmas gifts. So we get, like, a couple Christmas gifts. No, that's ugly.
No, it's perfect. It's great.
No, I hate that. We'll put a picture up so you guys can judge for yourself. Like, when I was growing up, we'd have Santa gifts. That's what my mom called them. So we get, like, one big gift and, like, one or two smaller gifts, or, like, our stocking or something. But we have, like, one big gift. My mom still does this.
The big gift Santa gift?
Yeah, the Santa gift. So that was supposed to be the one from Santa when we were little, you know? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it was sort of, I don't know. So we each got one. And I remember when I got the Sega Genesis, it didn't have a tag on it. And my mom said it was for me, which I thought was a little weird. So I was like, how does she know? You know, because I didn't know that Sega exist. I was like 5 or 6 when I got the Sega. And my sister was kind of upset, like, maybe a little while later, because she kind of wanted a Sega or something like that. You know, my older sister.
Mm-hmm.
Or she'd never got a console before or something along those lines. And I was like, well, I mean, don't feel bad, because, like, maybe, honestly, it's possible this was supposed to be for you. It wasn't marked. So, I mean, this could have been your Santa gift, and mom just messed up when she said who it was. Well, obviously, she didn't, because she bought it for me. But, like, but I was trying to, like, console her. I was like, this could be your Sega. You know, not that I let her play it any more, like, than I would have, you know, otherwise. I mean, I didn't, like, hoard the Sega, but I definitely, you know, if we got in a fight, it was like, get off my Sega. Like, so you'd think that based off of that experience that I would have, like, shared it a little better, but I didn't. But I just thought that was kind of funny to me, because obviously your mom got it for you, idiot. But it's fine.
But yeah, I mean, the comparison of the...
I really just, I guess it's because I grew up with the other one. I like that the other one looks like it, like, I could just break it. Like, this one looks really solid, so...
It's like, it's kind of...
I like the solid one. I like the way it looks more astute.
The SNES Junior looks a little bougie, but I like it. It looks better to me. It's clean, it's slick.
It looks derpy. That's what it looks like. The Junior looks derpy. The SNES looks, you know, hardy. Sort of grown up. Yeah. No,
it's just a large piece of plastic. Okay.
So, I mean, we've rambled a lot during this video, but there was a lot of feelings about what Nintendo's doing right now. So this is just sort of a recap on everything we're feeling about what Nintendo's doing right now. We're heading into E3 season. Yep. There's going to be a lot more rambling, a lot more raving, a lot more just, like, you know, rants and everything. A lot of R's in there. But yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot of feelings. You guys know this already if you've watched any of our other videos. Or listen to our podcast. Speaking of which, our podcast is now available on iTunes and Stitcher.
Yeah.
So go ahead and check that out. So you can listen to us on the go. And you can also catch us on social media. Our Instagram account is Bit by Bit Gamers. Our Facebook account is Bit by Bit Gaming. No, I mixed them up.
Okay.
Okay, we really need to consolidate. But actually, it's surprising how hard it is to find social media accounts that, like, don't have names.
Yeah, it's kind of, I guess, more common than we hoped it would be. Our Instagram's Bit by Bit Gaming.
Instagram, Bit by Bit Gaming.
Facebook, Bit by Bit Gamers.
And then Twitter's also Bit by Bit Gaming.
Yes.
Okay, so the only one that's different is Facebook. But there's also little buttons on our channel to click on these. If you don't understand what we're talking about.
Yeah, and our channel is just Bit by Bit. If you just search it up, all one word, or youtube.com/bitbybit, either of those will get you to our channel.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, thanks for checking this out, guys. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, bye.